We're currently operating around a third of scheduled flights until 6 o'clock on Thursday morning at the very earliest. Given the ongoing weather problems affecting airports across Europe, we're keeping the situation under constant review. Passengers should not travel to the airport unless the airline has confirmed that they'll be able to fly. Further snow is forecast here and across Europe, and there may be further delays and cancellations. We're truly sorry for the situation, and for the thousands of travel plans that have been disrupted.
Right, when will the second runway be open?
We're hopeful to have it open later on today. We've currently got all of our snow vehicles attending to that as a priority.
Right, do you know roughly a time?
I don't have a definite time for you, Liz, but we're certainly hopeful of opening it this evening.
Obviously, the fact that the government's offered you military assistance shows that you're in big trouble.
We have got an army of hundreds of volunteers out there. We've got all of our non-operational office staff working out there in the terminals, and we've also getting our contractors who are building our new Terminal 2 to provide hundreds of volunteers as well. So we have lots of manpower out there. Our priority has to be making sure that passengers who are in the terminals now are being cared for. Our volunteers are giving out hot food, blankets, free tea and coffee, baby foods, access to internet and laptops and chargers. We've erected marquees outside our terminals so that if people sadly have to wait outside, they do at least have a warm place to stand.
Right. Have you accepted the military help then or not?
At the moment, we haven't at the moment.
Might you?
There are no plans to.
Okay, fine. Lots of people have been criticising Heathrow for not managing to cope in these conditions. For example, Gatwick has opened a lot quicker despite having more snow. What would you say to that?
Heathrow is a very different airport from Gatwick. It's used much more intensely. The problem we had initially was that a lot of snow fell in a really brief period of time, and whilst we cleared the northern runway immediately and all the taxiways leading to it, we quickly discovered on a Saturday night, Sunday morning that many of the planes were actually frozen into the stand. As Heathrow is used so intensely, we don't have any spare stands, any spare parking spaces for aircraft. And so there just isn't anywhere for them to move if we need to get them off one stand and elsewhere in the airport. So, in addition to clearing the runways, we're having to move 30 tons of snow off each of our 200 aircraft stands before we can make the airport safe and operational once more. Safety has to be our number one priority. Planes travel at speeds of over 200 miles an hour going down the runway, so we have to make sure that everything is working as well as we can do before we allow the airport to operate normally again.
People have criticised the lack of information within the airport. What are you doing about that?
We're working with the airlines that operate out of Heathrow. We have 90 airlines here to make sure that we get a very clear idea of what flights they're going to operate, and we are communicating that to passengers through information screens in the terminal and via our Twitter account and our web account as well. And I believe airlines are also updating their websites with the most recent information.
Okay, I understand you're hoping to improve things a bit by Thursday morning, but if there's further snow, what are your predictions for the level of service you'll be able to achieve?
I'm obviously not a weather forecaster, so I can't sort of say what the weather will be going forwards. But Thursday morning is the earliest time when we hope to have a normal service resumed. But even if we're fully operational by then, there will still be cancellations and delays. There are hundreds of planes and crews out of position, and it will take days to sort out. They all need to get back to where they need to be before we can operate a completely normal service again.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. It's going to be a huge operation, isn't it, to get everything back to normal? Do you know roughly how long it might take, say, if the weather improves in the next couple of days, how long would it take to get everything back to normal?
Even if it was sunny and blue skies, it would still take days to sort out. As I said, there are dozens of planes, hundreds of planes and crews out of position all across the world, and the knock-on of not just at Heathrow but also for other airports across Europe that have been affected. So the knock-on effect to the aviation industry will take a long time to sort out, yes.
There are going to be quite a few people, I'd imagine, who aren't going to be where they were hoping for Christmas. Do you have any idea of numbers of people affected in that way?
At the moment, yes, you're right in saying it's a busy time of year. We have about 200,000 passengers a day predicted to fly out of Heathrow. And as I said at the start of the interview, we're only having a third of our current scheduled flights. We are truly sorry for the thousands of travel plans that have been disrupted. And once this is all over, we will be looking intensely at all of this process to understand where we can improve and what areas need more investment.
Will you be offering any kind of compensation?
Initially, passengers should be talking to their airlines about compensation and any kind of rebooking or refunding that needs to be done.
Right. Have you had any criticism from airlines about the airport then, if they're going to be forking out for this?
I think everybody is focused at the moment on getting the airport back up and running, and that has to be our priority right now. Questions like that can come afterwards.